Yes, I'm thinking that we are the heatwave connection, a network. And the purpose of this network is to equip people with a basic knowledge of everything you encounter in life. For instance, many times children, they choose subjects at school or they choose a career to study. They go to university or college and they study a certain profession. And oftentimes it was family members who told him, "Why don't you become an accountant? There's good money there. Why don't you become a lawyer or a doctor or a PR or a PA or HR?" And then they matriculate and they get an exemption, matric exemption, they go to university, they get the degree in that field, and when they get the job, they don't like the work. They don't like the work because they didn't know what the job entails. They just heard it's a good job, it pays well. But then the job conflict with their personality. Maybe they're an outdoor person. Maybe they would like to work outdoors, but this job confines them to a desk and to an office. Or maybe they are a practical person who like to work with their hands, but this job entails a lot of research and a lot of writing or typing, and they give up the job and they go and sit at home, they drop out, and then the parents say, "Yeah, you're lazy, you don't want to work, it's a good job." The problem is the child should have gone through an aptitude test, or there's a deeper one which we call a psychometric test, where they give you a test to find out what your aptitudes are, what suits you, what suits your personality. Then the results of the test will show that you cut out to be a doctor, a lawyer, or surgeon, or geologist, or a plumber, or electrician, or engineer, or whatever it is. And then when that person he chooses proper subjects and his proper career to pursue at university or college, and when he gets a job, he'll be happy in the work. He won't give it up. Now, the danger of choosing the wrong career and studying the wrong subjects or going into the wrong field of study is if the child drop out, he sits at home. He or she sit at home. Parents are at work. Friends come around who's also out of work. They start doing drugs or they start drinking. Or maybe even some of them will fall pregnant. Can you see? But it all, the cause, not all of that, this is not the cause of all such problems, but one of them is this which I'm mentioning. So what the basic knowledge we give people is to tell them, look here, when your child is at high school, let your child do an aptitude test. Go to the career guidance teacher. I don't know if they still got career guidance teachers at school or college. That is a person who's supposed to tell you about the different careers you can pursue and what it entails, the downside and the upside, the pros and the cons. So this is what the heatwave connection is about. The other thing is when the heatwave started, many people came because I'm a spiritual person. I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. Religion is man's search for God. Religion puts pressure on you. You got to sacrifice this, you got to do that, got to do that. No. Spiritual means you have a relationship with God. It's no. In Christianity, there's no sacrifices involved. There was only one sacrifice, Jesus on the cross. He don't ask you to sacrifice a lamb or a goat or a cow. He don't ask you to perform certain rituals. The only thing he says, just remember my death by taking the Lord's Supper, or some call it the Eucharist. And that's all. And then he, it's not, Jesus said, if you follow him, if you become a Christian and receive Jesus as your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ, as your Savior, he says, come unto me, all of you that are burdened, heavily burdened, I will give you rest. That's in Matthew 11, verse 28. He says, take my yoke upon you. He says, for my burden is light and my yoke is soft. So he's saying, to serve him is not really that difficult. It's easy. It's easy. He came to simplify it. The people who lived under the law in the Old Testament, sacrifices and all that stuff, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, that was difficult. That complicated people's lives. And that's why God sent his son to usher in a new covenant. That was the old covenant. The old testament. He ushered in a new covenant, which is by grace you are saved, not by works. You don't have to, you must do this and do that. You must suffer and walk to a mountain on your knees, and you must go on a certain pilgrimage, and you must suffer, sacrifice so many cows and so many goats and all of that. No, 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 no. Christianity is simple. It's very simple. It's easy. God simplified it by sending his son. His son paid the only sacrifice with his life. And now you just have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and believe that he paid the price for your sins already. And believe that if you follow him and you die, you're going to heaven. That's why he's called the resurrection and the life too. Because he raised a man from the dead and he said, I am the resurrection and the life. That is in John chapter 11. You can read all about it there. So the Heatwave connection, this network, we're not saying we're the best connection or network in the world. We're not the best. We're just trying to be mad. We are trying to be mad. We say you must be mad. In other words, M-A-D, you must make a difference. We are trying to be mad. We are trying to M-A-D, make a difference. So we try to make a difference. We're not saying we are making a difference. We say we are trying to make a difference through knowledge and information by telling the people. So many people came to me. The reason I mentioned spiritual is because I wanted to say to you, people come to me for prayer. And they come to me now, people maybe... A son is caught with drugs or some, he committed some crime, and then he must appear in court like Monday. And then the mother goes into a panic. She starts pulling out her hair and she says, oh, my son is going to jail and all of this and that. And because of her ignorance, she becomes stressed. Maybe she can get a stroke or a nervous breakdown. But then we come with our little knowledge and say, lady, he will only appear in court. He will only appear in court. He's not being sentenced yet. He will appear in court, and then they ask him, do you have a lawyer? If you don't have a lawyer will be provided for you by the state. And then they will give him a date when he must appear. And if found guilty, then he may be fined or be sentenced or go to jail. So that little bit of knowledge can bring peace of mind to a parent. You see? So, we in the Heatwave, that is the little difference we try to make in life. And then we encourage people and we say to people, sometimes like... there was a time we went for a SIM swap. We went to this high-level mall. It's one of the biggest malls in Cape Town, Century City. And so even the shops there, the guys who work there are professional. They render the best service, better than the other shops in the suburbs and so forth. And so we went into this high-level shop, cell phone shop, and I asked the guy at the counter, "Sir, can you do a SIM swap for us?" He said, "No, we can't do it. Yo, you have to go there to N1 City." I took a few steps backward. There were cubicles, and I went to another guy. I said, "Sir, do you do SIM swap?" He said, "Take a seat," and he did it for me. In the same shop, the same day, not even a minute after, the one guy said they don't do it. So I learned that day that even people inside of the shops, inside of the business, they may not always know what can be done and what cannot be done. Maybe he's a new person, or maybe he's just on his day, or maybe he's just angry at someone, at his girlfriend, or maybe he's not feeling well, or maybe he just don't feel like helping anyone that day, he just want to lounge. So don't give up, even in a company or a place you go to for help or offers, is it that the government, municipality, or shop, and the one person says, "No, it can't be done, there's no way, Jose." Don't give up. Ask someone else. Go to another salesperson. Go to someone else, to another counter. Ask about 3-4 different people if it can be done or if you can get it or not. I'm sure. By the same token, our geyser, the geyser builds up a steam. So when it builds up steam, if that steam is not released, your geyser can explode. So they built into the geyser what they call a release valve. So when there's a heavy steam build up, and then the valve opens, and then the water gushes out. It sprays out the excess water that built up. So that's like a safety valve. So one day that valve packed up, because the valve, although it is maybe brass, but inside there's a membrane, there's a kit inside, so that kit packed up. So what happened is, when it packed up, the water just continued to flow out by the geyser. It's in the roof, so it flows out by the gutter. So it means we're paying a lot more money for water, which we didn't use. So I switched off the geyser, I took out the valve, I took it to a company, a plumbing company, and it's a professional company that manufacture the stuff. And I said, "Sir, can you test this valve for me?" And they connected it to the pipes and to the gauges, and it's supposed to open at a certain pressure, certain KPA, and they tested it, and the thing, the water just went through, and they said, "This thing needs another kit." So I took it and I went to a supplier which is called Ward and Blackman Plumbing Suppliers, one of the biggest and the oldest plumbing suppliers. And they've got, it's a massive place. Most of the plumbing guys who've got plumbing services or businesses, they come and buy their supplies there. And I went to one counter, it's so big, this L-shaped counter is massive. And I went there and I asked this guy, "Sir, have you got a kit for this valve?" He said, "No, sorry, we don't have." I took 4 steps sideways and I waited for another salesperson. I said, "Sir, have you got a kit for this valve?" He turned around, went down the aisle, and he brought a kit, and I bought it. You see, in the same shop, again, not even 5 minutes later, not the next day, not the next time. If it was the next day or next week, you could say on that day there wasn't any stock. But it was at the same, not even 5 minutes later, 30 or 45 seconds later, maybe a minute for the longest later. I just took a few steps sideways and waited for someone else and said, "Do you have a..." And the man went to get it and he sold it to me. So what does it say to you? It means don't give up. Don't give up when you go to a business or a shop and over the phone or personally they say, "No, it can't be done. No way, Jose. There's no way you will be helped. There's no way, we can't do that." Just remember, some people are new. They may be new there. Some may be standing in for someone else. Maybe the person went to the toilet, the real professional with the knowledge went to the toilet, or maybe went to the shop, or maybe just went outside, or maybe he said, can you just watch the front desk whilst I'm out quickly? And if the customers ask you something and you don't know, just say, no, you don't have it, or you can't do it. You see? So it doesn't mean, no doesn't mean not at all. Just ask another person. Phone again. You may speak. If you phone to the place and say, no, we can't help you, and it's not done here, phone again, because that person may be on her day off. It may be her time of the month too. And they just don't feel like helping anyone on that day. So this is the kind of talk the Heatwave Connection has. So we say never eat alone. So it means if we go out to go and have a meal somewhere, we always see to it that we have one or two, three or four people with us. People who can sharpen our wits. People who can enrich us with knowledge, with information that will simplify life, that will cause us to save money or teach us survival skills. People who can share with us knowledge and information that will enhance the quality of our lives. So that is what the Heatwave Network or the Heatwave Connection does. And so we even developed, starting to for humor, humorous reasons, for the sake of just having fun and laughter, we like developing our own language. We call it Yeet Speak. So it means it's certain words and certain phrases that we use amongst ourselves just to say something in a humorous way, in an exciting way. For instance, many times my friends phone me and they say, look here, are you home? I'm coming to pick you up. Are you ready? Then I said, yes, I'm like a battery, ever ready. And other times they would phone me and they would say, I'm picking you up. Are you ready already? Or must you still go and shower? Then I say, no, I'm showered and empowered. I'm suited and booted and I'm dressed to impress. So that just brings a smile and fun and laughter. So that's what we also try to do, to bring humor, fun, laughter, because there's so much bad news out there. If you get a notification on your WhatsApp or on your phone, 9 times out of 10, it is bad news. If you watch a video clip, most of the time it's bad news. If someone phone you, meet someone, it's bad news. And it saddens many people. It causes many people to go into depression. Some people become anxious. Some people become fearful. So we decided we are going to bring humor. Humor. Yes, we are also aware of those things out there, but we give that to the Lord. We give our fears to God. We give our worries to God. We give our anxieties to God. We say, Lord, I'm concerned about this, but I'm giving it to you. Lord, I would like to live in peace. I'm giving it to you. There's something that's disturbing me. Lord, I'm sick. Please heal me. And I make my desires known unto God. And then I receive peace. That is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. He says, let your desires be made known unto God with supplication and prayer and thanksgiving. And then the peace of God that passes understanding will keep your heart and your mind. Okay. May the Lord bless you then. Enjoy this clip.